The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we're heading for trouble, but today we have a different wingman. It's not David Trainer in with us today. David had to miss this journey into the danger zone, but he sent Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs, to join us as we take our trip into the danger zone. Now, the reason we're heading for the danger zone, well, New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. What's dangerous? Typically, it's something that looks good at the top line level. If you're looking at the balance sheet and you're reading everything from the top down, no problems. And in fact, it might be pretty attractive. But New Constructs doesn't read things that way. Instead, they go in at the footnotes level and then work their way up. And when they find that things are misleading, well, that makes them dangerous. Each month, they do a most attractive and most dangerous list. If you want to learn more about that, if you want to get more information on their danger zone picks because they blog about them, then you're going to go to newconstructs.com. And if you want to make sure you don't miss anything that they do, then you might want to follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to Money Life.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The Tesla acquisition of SolarCity.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so this is actually two stocks, right? It's Tesla, TSLA, and SolarCity, SCTY. Or is it one stock, because they're eventually going to be one stock, and we're making Tesla truly the danger zone pick?
It's a little of both. Tesla has been in a danger zone before, as well as SolarCity, so we've kind of got a danger zone acquisition going on here. And as a separate company, they're both worthy of being in the danger zone, and combined, it doesn't look any better.
Now, they're getting together in an all-stock transaction, right? And it's like 0.12, 0.13 Tesla shares for every one SolarCity share. So why does an all-stock deal make both stocks more dangerous right now?
In this case, we're looking at the all-stock deal is basically using Tesla's overvalued price as currency and using that as currency to purchase a highly unprofitable company in the process. When we look at SolarCity's free cash flow, it actually burned through $6.5 billion in free cash flow from 2013 to 2015. Their economic earnings have always been negative and have declined from -191 to -1.2 billion over the last 12 months. So we're just seeing it's basically propped up share value in Tesla is being used as, you know, an overvalued currency to purchase an unprofitable SolarCity.
In this case, if you're a SolarCity shareholder, the good news is, well, you're going to wind up getting your price locked in, inflated though it might be. But explain how out of whack the numbers are.
Yeah, so we like to look at this one on an ROIC basis and what return Tesla would be getting for this acquisition. Like you said, for SolarCity investors, it's kind of a big transfer of wealth, but from the Tesla standpoint, it doesn't look near as good. So we look at it, and at the midpoint when they announced the purchase price, it was around $27.50 a share for SolarCity. Now, at $27.50 a share, Tesla would be paying $7.7 billion with equity and then including the liabilities that SolarCity has to acquire -$685 million in NOPAT. Now, this proposed deal would earn an ROIC of, -9%, which is well below Tesla's weighted average cost of capital of 9.5%. So we're seeing from the get-go, you know, this deal earns ROIC well below even the cost of capital. And then taking it one step further, we can go in and look at if we price in the future growth Tesla could achieve at SolarCity, or, you know, cost savings of the company combined. We can model a few scenarios to see what Tesla should actually pay for SolarCity,
mm-hmm.
and that's when it gets even worse for Tesla shareholders. So in that scenario, the first one we like to look at is what should they pay to achieve an ROIC equal to WACC, because at the base, you should at least achieve your cost of capital as a return on investment there. So in that case, we looked at three scenarios. We assume SolarCity can grow revenue at 43%, 53%, and 63% for the next 5 years. We take the present value of the cash flows there, and we're finding that even if we assume they can achieve an 11% NOPAT margin, which is average of some of their competition, the most Tesla should pay is still only $3 per share.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And is there a point where this comes back to roost in terms of the share price? Is there a point, is this a case where your expectation is, hey, you make a bad acquisition, at some point somebody wakes up and goes, that's a bad acquisition? Or again, there's no reason to assume that Tesla, in spite of being in the danger zone and everything else, can't continue to defy gravity?
We're not sure if they can continue forever. I think a lot of the media coverage around this deal has been kind of questioning what's going on here. There's a lot of interrelationships between the boards and Tesla, and this one actually looks like could be an easy way to kind of line the pockets of executives. Obviously, recently Tesla just sold, you know, had a big equity sale, and this acquisition wasn't mentioned once. So this could be, you know, could this be the straw that breaks the investors' back, so to speak, that, hey, let's actually look at what's going on at Tesla, because things are kind of getting a little crazy, especially with this kind of acquisition. It could be one of those moments where people actually take stock of what's going on, because bottom line is that $27.50 a share, Tesla investors should be asking off the question.
There you go. So in other words, Tesla investors should be stepping off the gas. Maybe it's the autopilot in the cars and the stock that's not letting that happen. But one way or the other, Tesla, TSLA, and SolarCity, SCTY, back in the danger zone because of the acquisition. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thank you very much.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Construct, stepping in today for David Trainer. Remember, if you want more information, newconstructs.com, at New Constructs on Twitter. Money Life will be right back with the Market Call.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.